The first reading is from Acts 2, 42 through 47. The baptized devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together, and all the things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods, and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, they spent much time together in the temple. They broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
The second reading is from 1 Peter 2, 19 through 25. It is a credit to you if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving an example, so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten. But he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that, free from sin, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you are going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of a stranger." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise
Thank
to you.
You for that nice song. That was very good. I'm going to be singing that the rest of the day, I think.
How are you today? Are you good? All right. Good, good, good. Glad to hear it. What am I hearing? What's this? Can you turn that up a little bit? This is the what? Whoa. This is the what?
Voice.
Oh my, the voice. Oh, perfect. That's exactly what we're talking about today is the voice. Have you ever heard that on TV before? Come on up, you girls. Have you ever heard that on TV? This is the voice. Well, it's a program about for singers, people who can sing. And it's really a competition to see who has the voice. And first, it's the coaches who get to welcome singers onto their teams, and then they vote them off, and then ultimately America votes, right, for the voice, the one they think is the best voice. Today in our gospel, we heard that word too, the voice. And the gospel says, gospel means good news, the gospel says that Jesus' sheep hear his what? His voice. And do what? They follow him, don't they? Some of you guys live on a farm, and if you live on a farm, you know that you herd cattle, right? You chase them. Yeah, yeah, get it going. Or you do the same for pigs, you chase them. But sheep hear the shepherd's voice, and they follow him. If they don't know his voice, they don't follow, do they? So Jesus is the voice, and you guys just sang that. I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing. So in order to do that, I'm going to pray when the Spirit says pray. To do that, you have to listen to the Spirit, don't you? Yeah. And that Spirit does speak to us. And it's the voice of Jesus. It's his life-giving voice. It's his voice of love. And his voice of forgiveness. And his voice that says, follow me. And do you think that we can trust Jesus enough to follow him wherever he leads? Yeah. Because Jesus will always lead us to life. Jesus always does the will of the Father, and he leads us to life. And there's a verse in that psalm that says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, another translation is, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there can't be any more scary place than that. It says, you are with me. See, Jesus is with us. He's our shepherd and leads us. He leads us through our times of fear, and our times of hurt, and our times of brokenness. And he leads us every day through good times and bad. He leads us. And we listen for his voice. Okay? And his voice says, I love you. Follow me, and I will keep you safe. I will protect you. I will give you what you need, and I will give you life. Pretty good news, isn't it? Yeah. Let's pray. Speak to us, Jesus, through the power of your Spirit, and give us ears to hear your voice, the voice of love, and the voice of care, and the voice of life. Lead us all the days of our life, and help us always to trust in you. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for coming up today, you guys. And remember, the voice is Jesus' voice. That's the one to listen to. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In our text for today, Jesus is interpreting for his audience the sign of the healing of the man born blind. That is the story that takes up all of chapter 9 in John's Gospel, the story of the man born blind. And Pastor Zach preached on that, I believe it was as recently as Lent. In that story, Jesus sees the man born blind. This man is not named, and so that is his identity. That's basically his name. That's how he is known, the man born blind. It's kind of like in our community, when we talk about certain people, you know that person who sits on a bench downtown every morning from such and such a time. Or you know that woman who? Or you know that kid with the, well, you fill in the blank. That's how we talk about people when we don't really know them. When we're not in relationship with them. When they are pretty insignificant to us, but we're talking about them. And so this man is the man born blind. But in Jesus' eyes, it's clear that he is so much more. A child in need of grace and healing. A child worthy of God's love and care. And so Jesus restores this man to the flock, giving him a new identity, a sheep of God's own fold, a sinner of God's own redeeming. Jesus sees him, calls him over, anoints his eyes with mud, and tells him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam, and his sight is made brand new. The neighbors and those who had known him or talked about him before as a beggar were saying, is this not the man who used to sit and beg? Some said it is. Others said, no, but he is like him. He kept saying, I am the man. So they said to him, then how were your eyes opened? He answered, the man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to him, go to Siloam and wash. So I went and I washed and I received my sight. They said to him, where is he? He said, I don't know. So they took him to the Pharisees. It's in this exchange that this man's own neighbors, we see the death-dealing, hope-stealing teachings of the Pharisees are sinking into the minds of the people. Instead of rejoicing that this man's at this man's healing, they are suspicious. Instead of praising God, they suspect foul play. They can no longer see grace, but only the law. They can no longer see salvation through grace, but only condemnation through the law for sinners. This man is a sinner, therefore he deserves what he gets, they say in as many words. That is, he deserves his blindness. We never say that, do we? And so in chapter 10, Jesus interprets this sign of healing the man born blind. Jesus interprets this sign in light of what John identifies already in chapter 1 as a sign of God's grace upon grace. It is the sign of the shepherd who leads his sheep and makes them lie down in green pastures, and leads them beside still waters, and restores their souls. Jesus interprets the sign in light of God's will, in light of God's grace and goodness, and God's desire that all his flock should have life and have it in abundance. This abundant life, says Rolf Jacobson from Working Preacher, has nothing at all to do with how abundance is interpreted in our world ruled by greed and a quest always for more and more possessions. Instead, abundant life, according to God's word found in Psalm 23, is a word about God's provision, God's protection, and God's accompaniment. Provision, protection, and accompaniment. Jesus is the good shepherd who leads his sheep through dark and shadowy places. He is the one who provides for not only our needs, but for the needs of all of his flock. He is the one who protects not only the strongest, but also the most vulnerable, who accompanies all his sheep. He seeks, gathers, heals, and mends. Jesus says, It is not the well who need a physician, but those who are sick. Jesus has come to seek and to save the lost. He has come to restore and name, to claim and gather the sheep into his fold. Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. He leads them out to quiet waters, green pastures, in order to restore their spirit. They hear his voice. They follow him, and he leads them." This blind man had only his ability to hear Jesus' voice, and he heard his voice, and Jesus led him to life. Even when he was rejected by the religious leaders, kicked out of the synagogue, Jesus found him and gave him life outside of the synagogue, outside of that religious community. Dare we ever think that Jesus can't give life outside of the church if we fail to open our hearts and our doors to those we see as outside of and beyond God's grace? Friends, the Father and the Son desire that all live in and under the provision, the protection, and the accompaniment of God. This is good news. It is good news for you. It is good news for me. It is good news for the tired, for the sick. It is good news for the broken and the addicted. It is good news for those who are grieving and afraid. It is good news for the poor and the forlorn. It is good news for those turned away. It is good news for the hopeless and the helpless. It is good news for the stressed and the overburdened. It is good news because Christ is with us. Jesus is alive. Alleluia. They hear his voice and follow him. We hear his voice and follow him. Can you hear the voice of your shepherd? I've collected a number of quotes from Jesus as recorded in John's gospel, and I will read them to you slowly, giving you time between each one to listen, to hear, and I pray that the Spirit will help each one of us to heed the voice of Jesus calling this day. I want you to listen in these verses for the voice of Jesus, but also I want you to listen for his promises of provision, protection, and accompaniment. And as I read through these, if one of them grabs your attention, hold on to it. Just stay there. I invite you to stay there and let me go on and read some others for other people. So I invite you to take several deep cleansing breaths. Breathe God's breath into your soul this morning. And listen to the voice of Jesus. If I have told you of earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, "Give me a drink," you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
go home. Your son will live. Get up. Take up your bed and walk. Truly I say to you, whoever hears my voice and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. It is I. Do not be afraid. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw the stone at her. Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on sin no more. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going to awaken him. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Unbind him and let him go. Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in them, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. It is finished. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. Come and have breakfast. Do you love me more than these things? Provision, protection, accompaniment for you, so that you can provide, protect, and accompany others along the way. Amen.
With the whole church, let us confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Rejoicing in the risen life of Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Each petition ends with, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We are so thankful for our Waldorf University graduates who commenced the rest of their lives yesterday. May each one of them accept your call and live lives of service to you. Lord, in your mercy, lead us and guide us through every chapter in our lives. Like the sheep, may we always hear our shepherd's voice. Lord, in your mercy, bless our farmers through the planting and the growing season. Give them safety and strength. Lord, in your mercy, provide comfort and relief to all of the immigrants and refugees who are seeking safety and a better life for their families. Lord, in your mercy, we lift up Strauss Newcomb and Joy and Mark as they travel to Rochester, Minnesota. And we also lift up the first names of the people that are listed in our bulletin this morning: Michaela, Judy, Ralph and Lois, Sonia, Amy, Janet, Ione, Tim, Marge, Rodney, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Mininus, Missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josephine, and Amos. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Provide comfort for the parents of children who have died this year. They are with you in heaven. With thanksgiving, we remember all those who have died in faith. Bring us with them to the fullness of your glory with all your saints. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Joining our voices with your faithful ones in every time and place, we offer our prayers in the name of the risen one, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Now God, who has brought us from death to life, fill you with his great joy. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Let all God's people say, Amen.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You are the body of Christ, raised up for the world. Go in peace. Share the good news.
Thanks be to God.